many realms that are non-physical are not angelic. In addition to the realm of disincarnate human beings that are bound close to the earth, for example, there is the devic community of our nature kingdoms. There are numerous, numerous realms of non-physical life. Beyond the angelic realm, there are realms upon realms of intelligence that we would think of as God. Within the human species, there exist degrees of soul consciousness. Not all humans are equally aware of their souls. Therefore, do all human beings have equal potential? Yes and no. This question is complex. It cannot be answered simply because among souls that are on the same frequency band, such as those within the Earth school, there is a common quality of consciousness. Yet, there is a difference between their ranges of consciousness. An individual that is not quite as expanded in his or her awareness is not equal in the sense that we usually mean equal to someone of greater awareness. There is an inequality. Yet it is not an inequality that remains unequal. It is just a temporary level of momentum in the flow of evolution. A soul has no beginning and no end, and yet some souls are older than other souls. Both are true. All souls come directly from the Godhead, and yet there is no single way that souls are formed individually. Both are true. Understanding the soul becomes paradoxical only if you apply a type of thinking that holds the notion of beginning. All that is can form itself into individual droplets of consciousness, because you are a part of all that is. You have literally always been. Yet, there was the instant when that individual energy current that is you was formed. Consider that the ocean is God. It has always been. Now reach in and grab a cup full of water. In that instant, the cup becomes individual, but it has always been, has it not? This is the case with your soul. There was the instant when you became a cup of energy, but it was of an immortal, original being.